How many are ready for the word of the Lord?
¿Cuántos están listos?
Amen. We bless God.
Bendecimos al Señor.
Because he's always on time.
Porque siempre está a tiempo.
Amen. How many felt the presence of the Lord in this
¿Cuántos
place?
¿Cuántos aquí sintieron la presencia del Señor el día de hoy?
Right? Amen. Felt it?
Yes.
Glory to God. He's in the house.
Él está aquí.
Look at your neighbor and say, he's in the house.
Mira a tu prójimo y dile, él está aquí.
Amen.
That's it. He's in the house.
He's in the house. That's why it's always good to be in the room.
Es por eso que es bueno de estar aquí en el salón.
Right? That's why it's always good to be in the room, right, Tata?
Yes. ¿Verdad que sí, Tata? Es bueno de estar aquí en el salón.
Hallelujah. Well, we've been studying about teamwork, basically, right? Being members of the body.
Amen. Hemos estado estudiando siendo parte del equipo, siendo parte del cuerpo de Cristo.
And teamwork makes the dream work, right? And I want to get back to, I want to always consider Scripture.
Y yo siempre quiero regresar a la Escritura y considerarla.
Because Scripture is the authority.
Porque la Escritura, la Palabra de Dios, es la autoridad.
Not a program that culture has developed.
No el programa que la cultura ha desarrollado.
My focus is to always, and our focus is always to
Nuestro enfoque es siempre
to learn kingdom concepts.
Es aprender los conceptos del reino.
Because we cannot manifest kingdom through this world's culture.
Porque no podemos manifestar el reino según la cultura de este mundo.
We have to understand kingdom concepts.
Tenemos que entender los conceptos del reino.
And then once we understand how kingdom works,
y cuando entendemos cómo opera el reino de Dios,
and we understand what the Father expects from us,
y cuando entendemos lo que Padre Dios espera de nosotros,
then we can be able to play our part.
Entonces nosotros podemos ser partícipe en lo que nos corresponde.
And then we can see him manifest.
Entonces podemos verlo a él manifestarse.
Does that make any sense?
Eso tiene sentido.
You know, so, see, once we start doing our own thing, then we tie up the hands of God.
Cuando comencemos a hacer nuestra propia voluntad, le amarramos la mano del Señor.
Right? And God's like, okay, you want to do it on your own? Go ahead.
Entonces el Señor te dice, tú lo quieres hacer de tu manera, okay, vete.
Right? You can only get so far.
Simplemente puedes llegar a un cierto punto.
With your talent or your gift.
Con tu propio talento o don.
How many know that you can only get so far with your talent or
¿Cuántos
with,
lo conocen
with your gift?
Esa verdad.
Right? So we partner with the Holy Spirit.
Venimos en compañerismo con el Espíritu Santo.
So that we can see kingdom manifest.
Para que podamos ver el reino de Dios manifestarse.
So that God can do.
Para que Dios haga.
What he wants to do.
Lo que él quieras hacer.
And there's not one superstar or two superstars in the church.
Aquí no hay estrellas.
Right?
Unas o dos.
We work together as a team.
Nosotros trabajamos y obramos unánimes como un equipo.
Right? We have one head of the church.
Tenemos una sola cabeza en la iglesia.
Who's the head of the church?
¿Quién es la cabeza?
Jesus is the head of the church.
Cristo es la cabeza de la iglesia.
And then we just do what he says.
Y nosotros simplemente hacemos lo que él nos dice.
And then that allows something supernatural to happen.
Y eso permite que algo supernatural suceda.
Okay, let me say that again.
Repito.
Right? If we listen to Jesus,
si nosotros escuchamos a Jesús,
then that allows something supernatural to happen.
Entonces eso permite que algo supernatural suceda.
See, even Paul says,
aún Pablo lo dice,
in Corinthians,
en el libro de Corintios,
that if you want the church, or you want If you want to see manifestations of the Holy Spirit,
si tú quieres ver las manifestaciones del Espíritu,
then build the church.
Entonces edifica la iglesia.
Right? Your responsibility is to get built up.
Ajá, tu responsabilidad es edificarte.
Right? Everybody has a, like those that go to church, we understand that Jesus is the foundation.
Ajá, todos que asisten a la iglesia, sí, ya sabemos que Jesús es nuestra fundación.
But then scripture goes on to say, but be careful how you build.
Ajá, pero entonces la escritura nos da una advertencia diciéndonos, ten cuidado como tú estás edificando.
And that's where I believe, you know, the church kind of, okay, well, I'm going to build it like this, and I'm going to build it like this.
Y ahí es cuando yo pienso que la iglesia en general entra en peligro porque comienzan a edificar de su propia manera.
Yeah, you know, we should always listen to the direction of the Lord.
Siempre debemos escuchar y prestar atención en la instrucciones del Señor.
Amen. Trust in Him.
Confiar en Él.
With your way.
Con tu caminar.
Right? What does Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 say?
Proverbios 3, 5 y 6 nos dice, confía en el Señor con
trust,
todo tu corazón.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding.
No te inclines en tu propio pensar.
In some of your ways, in all your ways, acknowledge Him.
En todo tu caminar, dale conocimiento.
And He will direct your path.
Y Él va a dirigir tu caminar.
Amen. I remember I saw like a picture.
Yo me recuerdo que yo vi un foto.
And the caption of the picture says,
y el letrero decía,
me depending on my own understanding.
Yo dependiendo en mi propio entendimiento.
And then it was a guy that fell down the stairs and the ladder's on top of him and he's all messed up. His shoes went flying.
Y el foto era un hombre que se cayó de las escaleras, sus zapatos fueron a un lugar, todo fue derramado.
You know, right? And I mean, that picture speaks a lot.
Y esa foto nos dice mucho.
Right? Without Him, we can't, but in Him, all things are possible.
Amén. Porque sin Él no podemos, pero en Él todo es posible.
And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Vayamos a 1 Corintios 12.
So we're still talking about the body.
Todavía estamos compartiendo y hablando sobre el cuerpo.
Say with me, I'm the body.
Di conmigo, yo soy el cuerpo.
Hallelujah. I am the body.
Yo soy el cuerpo.
And say, everybody is important.
Y diga con nosotros, todos son importantes.
So you cannot.
Entonces no podemos.
Isolate or reject someone.
Ajá, no podemos rechazar o aislar a una persona.
Have you ever looked at a part of the body and started talking about your hand?
¿Alguna vez se ha notado una parte de tu cuerpo y comienza a hablar de esa parte?
Or you tell your hand, you know, you got a mind of your own.
O decirle a tu mano, tú tienes una mente propia.
Do what I tell you.
Haz lo que yo te diga.
Right? And that's the issue. The issue is that some members got a mind of their own.
Y ese es el problema, que hay algunos miembros dentro de la iglesia que tienen su propia mente.
Right? It seems funny, but it makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah. Se oye cómico, pero tiene mucho sentido.
That's why if we humble ourselves before the Lord, then He will exalt us.
Es por eso que cuando nosotros nos humillamos delante del Señor, Él nos va a elevar.
Right? So we should
never
should never reject someone.
Entonces no debemos rechazar a otras personas.
You know, there's going to be people walking through those doors.
Van a haber gente que van a entrar por esas puertas.
That may look different.
Que se van a ver
diferentes,
que son nacionalidades diferentes,
that might wear some shoes that or a hairstyle that might offend you,
que se van a usar su pelo que se te va a ofender o entrar sin pelo.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Right? And so,
or coming in Puerto Rican flip-flops.
God is trying to God is trying to deal with everyone.
Amen. Dios está tratando de tratar con todos.
Because he died on the cross to give us freedom to walk in him.
Porque él murió sobre la cruz para darnos la libertad de nosotros caminar en él.
You know, one of the things that amazes me is that he calls us ambassadors.
Mm-hmm. Algo que me asombra mucho que él nos llama a nosotros embajadores.
So if he calls us co-laborers,
y si él nos llama, si él nos llama colaboradores, que nosotros estamos trabajando y obrando con él,
then who are we to to disqualify someone?
Mm-hmm. Entonces, ¿quién somos nosotros descualificar al prójimo?
Right? God brings somebody. I see it this way. God brings somebody through those doors. God is trusting us.
Yo lo veo de esta manera. Cuando Dios trae personas a través de esas puertas, es decir, que Dios está confiando en nosotros.
God is trusting us.
Dios nos está confiando
that we represent him and
que le representamos
and build that person up.
Y nuestra responsabilidad es edificar esa persona
and encourage that person
y animar esa persona
and pray for that person
y orar por esa persona.
Yeah, how many are with me so far?
¿Cuánto entienden?
So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to start reading from verse 21.
Y vamos a comenzar leyendo de verso 21.
I want you to say with me, I belong.
Diga conmigo, yo pertenezco.
Look at the one sitting next to you and say, you belong.
Ahora dile a tu prójimo, tú perteneces. That's
that was cute, girl. That you was belong. Cute. I belong. Right? We're the puzzle piece.
Nosotros somos las piezas del rompecabezas.
Glory to God. Imagine you reject a puzzle piece, you'd never be able to
finish.
You never be able to see the picture.
Or if you throw it away. Or if you right? lose a puzzle piece.
You lose a puzzle piece. Imagínate,
you
made two or three pieces, you're not going to be able to finish
imagínate
what
si
was created.
Pierde o bota o rechaza una pieza de un rompecabezas, nunca va a terminar a ver el foto completo.
Right? Say with me, we're in this together.
Di conmigo, estamos en esto juntos.
Verse 21.
Verso 21.
The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet.
El ojo no puede decirle a la mano, no te necesito, ni puede la cabeza decirle a los pies, no los necesito.
Right? Imagine your eye speaking to the hand, I don't need you.
Imagínate tus ojos decirle a tus manos, yo no te necesito.
That doesn't make any sense.
No tiene sentido.
Right? This is the analogy that Paul is trying to talk to the Corinthians.
Este es el ejemplo que Pablo usa para hablarle a la iglesia de Corintios.
Now remember, he's writing this letter to bring them back into kingdom work. Like, this is the way it's supposed to be done.
Ahora recuerda que él escribió esta carta para recordarle al pueblo de Corintio que así es que debemos nosotros trabajar unánimes en el reino de Dios.
Verse 22.
Verso 22.
On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable.
Al contrario, los miembros del cuerpo que parecen más débiles son indispensables.
Man. Does that minister, huh?
Eso ministra.
On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Mm-hmm. Right? So important are the ones that we believe are weak.
Muy importante aquellos miembros que a veces nosotros no pensamos Mitzi. Que son débiles.
Mitzi says, like the armpit. It's there, right? It's serving a purpose, praise the Lord. Right? Verse 23. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our presentable parts are treated with greater modesty.
Y a los que no parecen menos honrosos, los tratamos con honra especial, y se les trata con especial modestia. a los miembros que no parecen menos presentables.
Right? And, you know, again, I've seen it time and time again.
Nosotros lo hemos visto muchas veces.
You know, we see somebody and we kind of push them to the side.
Vemos a alguien y parece que todos lo empujan para el lado.
You know,
vete para allá.
We started in the last week, we were talking about, Brother Lewis brought up cliques. There's mm-hmm. cliques in the church.
Yeah, la semana pasada, durante la clase, cuando estábamos compartiendo, el hermano Luis comenzó a testificar y él mencionó cuando hay grupos en la iglesia como destruye.
Yeah. Imagine mm-hmm. this hand and this arm being a clique.
Yeah. Imagínate esta mano y este brazo un grupito.
And doing its own thing.
Y haciendo lo que le dan la gana.
And you're trying to accomplish something, but this is doing its own thing.
Y el resto del cuerpo tratando de cumplir algo, pero esa mano y ese brazo haciendo otra cosa.
If you start walking through Walmart and your hands going, you're going like this, people are going to be like,
you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's aisle 14A.
you cuckoo, right? This seems funny, but you're going to get the picture.
It's
imagine
true.
If you're walking around and you this arm is just slapping people.
Oh, my God. Imagínate tú caminando por la Walmart y tu brazo izquierda y mano izquierda comienza a darle bofetada a otra persona. ¿Qué va a pasar?
There's going to be a fight.
Va a haber una pelea.
Right? There's going to be lawsuits. I'm sorry. It's just... You know, it's got a mind of its own.
Perdóname, es que el brazo tiene su propia mente. Yo no la puedo controlar. Pero espérate.
You know, but what happens when the body works together?
Pero ¿qué sucede cuando el cuerpo opera junto?
In one mind.
Con un solo mente.
Right? Same spirit.
Solamente, mismo espíritu.
Right? Same move.
El mismo mover.
We can accomplish much.
Podemos cumplir mucho.
Verse 24.
24.
Which are more presentable parts do not require, but God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it.
Mientras que lo más presentables no requieren trato especial, así Dios ha dispuesto los miembros de nuestro cuerpo.
Why?
Dando mayor honra a los que menos tenían.
Interesting. Why? That there may be no division in the body.
¿Por qué será eso? Verso 25. A fin de que no haya división en el cuerpo.
But that the members may have the same care for one another.
Sino que sus miembros se preocupen por igual unos por otros.
Right? Why is it so hard for one for especially for people in the church to care about somebody else?
Yeah. ¿Por qué es how do you say that? ¿Por qué es tan difícil? Thank you. ¿Por qué es tan difícil los miembros o la gente de la iglesia que debe ser cristiano? Eso es tan difícil.
You know, let's not go too fast. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's not go too fast. Why is it that we think of ourselves more than others?
¿Por qué será que nosotros pensamos de nosotros más que otros?
You know, we're quick to disregard somebody.
Somos muy rápido de rechazar a otros.
Instead of thinking of others more than you do yourselves.
De ver, de pensar en otros o a tu prójimo más que a ti mismo.
Now, I'm not speaking to everyone.
No le estoy hablando a todos.
But I believe that if we're honest,
pero si somos honestos,
all of us,
todos nosotros,
it's happened to all of us at some time.
No ha pasado a todos en algún momento.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because we think, you know, something might occur.
Mm-hmm. Porque algo puede suceder.
Or sometimes we're just wired that way.
O alguna vez nos criaron así.
You know, but, you know.
It's just true.
But God says that we are a new creation.
Amen. Pero la palabra de Dios dice que nosotros somos nueva criatura.
You know, the old is gone, behold, all things
lo viejo ha pasado, bienaventurado, todo fue hecho nuevo.
Right. So, yeah, we gotta leave crazy on the bus.
Entonces tenemos que dejar la locura en el autobús.
Look at your name and say, leave crazy on the bus.
Deja la loca en el autobús.
Right, there should
Togrilla.
Listen, there should be no divisions in the body.
No debe haber ninguna división en el cuerpo.
If there's divisions in the body, that's the enemy at work.
Ajá. Si hay división en el cuerpo, entonces está el enemigo operando.
Right? If there's division in the church,
si hay división en la iglesia,
that's the enemy trying to isolate a certain group so that the body won't function.
Cuando hay división en el cuerpo, es el enemigo tratando de aislar un cierto grupo para que el cuerpo no camine,
you know,
y no funcione correctamente.
Something that resonates is when Tata prophetically said, wake up. It's like pounding in my spirit, you know, for the church to wake up.
It moves his shando.
You know, now, that's prophetic.
Uh-huh. Algo que siempre me viene en mi mente aquel domingo donde proféticamente Tata gritó la palabra, levántate, despiértate.
Look at it this way. Since we're talking about the body, right? Paul is...
Como estamos hablando del cuerpo, vamos a fijarlo de esta manera.
And we need to do this so that we understand.
Y tenemos que hacer esto para que entendamos.
Okay, the Bible says... You're forever learning, but never coming unto the understanding of the truth.
La Biblia no dice que tú siempre estás aprendiendo, pero nunca llega al reconocimiento de la verdad.
Oh, I know, Pastor. I know, but.
O dice, oh, yo sé, yo sé, Pastor, yo sé, pero ¿por qué será que tú no estás caminando en esa verdad?
Right? How many have ever had a part of your body fall asleep?
Aquí ha experimentado una parte de tu mano que se duerme.
What part of the body usually you fall asleep?
My hand. Your
leg.
My feet.
Hands. Hands, right?
Los pies.
Right? Hands, right? You fall asleep and stuff. Mine, usually my feet, like if I'm sitting down, I'm watching, you know, a Bears game or something, right? I'm sitting down and then like I start feeling like
tingling.
Like tingling, right?
Like ants. That's
like
right.
And then try to get up and walk on it.
Uno siente esa cosquilla y se duerme. Yeah, y uno lo siente. Y tú tratas de levantarte y hay dificultad.
So what happened? That leg fell asleep.
Entonces, ¿qué sucedió? La pierna se durmió.
The leg fell asleep.
La pierna se durmió.
So what happened to the body? Can the body function?
El cuerpo puede funcionar.
You know, it's funny that the rest of the body is trying to wake the... leg up.
But what, so what actually happened, there's no blood flow.
Yeah, I'm getting there, Prophet. Oh. Hold on a second. Don't go in front of me. Don't go in front of me. Okay. The rest of the body is trying to, you know.
El resto del cuerpo está tratando de funcionar.
Yeah. Like I'm watching a game, but I gotta go to the kitchen and grab me, you know, ice water or something. But
a snack.
Right? So the rest of the body is trying to wake up that leg.
El resto del cuerpo está tratando de despertar esa pierna. Levántate, vamos, camina.
Right? We give it pow pow. It's like
le damos así a la pierna.
Right? We shake it.
La estremecemos.
Because
we do that?
Because I'm thirsty and I gotta go and get some
porque
some
yo
water.
Tengo sed, tengo que buscar. But when we do this, what are we doing? We're bringing correction.
You know?
We love our leg.
Yeah,
but we're bringing correction.
The pow pow is,
the pow pow is correction.
We're trying to correct what's wrong here. We're trying to correct what's wrong here. Right? Sometimes.
Alguna veces.
Sometimes the leg was in a bad position.
Wow. Okay. Alguna vez esa pierna estaba en una posición difícil, incorrecta.
Come on. Are you guys getting this?
Están recibiendo el mensaje. ¿Te lo están viendo?
And so If the leg is in a bad position,
entonces si la pierna está en una posición mala,
that affects the whole body.
Eso afecta el cuerpo completo.
Now the whole body,
entonces el cuerpo completo,
can't work properly,
no puede funcionar correctamente,
efficiently,
efectivamente,
because something fell asleep.
Porque algo se durmió.
Right. So the body's trying to correct it.
Entonces el cuerpo mismo está tratando de corregirse.
You know, sometimes you do an elbow.
Alguna vez tú le das un codo.
Sometimes the hand is trying to.
La mano está tratando.
You know, sometimes the other leg kind of like trying.
Yeah. En la otra pierna comienza a darle.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of times when someone in the body is asleep,
entonces,
the Lord uses different,
yeah,
different ways to try to wake that person up.
Entonces, cuando hay miembros que son parte del cuerpo y están dormidos, Dios va a usar otra manera para despertar esas personas.
And God can use a sign, street sign. He can
Él
use
puede
a
usar
text
un
message.
Letrero, puede usar un texto.
But God is faithful that way.
Pero Dios es fiel así.
You know, He will make sure that you at least get the opportunity to be able, right, to receive word.
Dios es tan fiel así que Él va a usar toda oportunidad para que tú recibes palabra directa.
Now, what's the reason?
Entonces, ¿qué será la razón?
Right, Pastor Yo, that the leg fell asleep.
I don't know. Just kidding. Just kidding. I can't. There's no blood flow.
There's no blood flow.
Something hindered.
Right? The Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
La palabra nos dice que la vida para el cuerpo está en la sangre.
Right? The life of the flesh is in the blood. I think
la vida del cuerpo está en la sangre.
So I'm flowing here. I don't have the notes, but somebody look up Leviticus 17:11. Leviticus 17:11. Leviticus 17:11. Yeah, read it.
Wow.
Amen. So the life of the flesh is where?
Is
in the blood, right? So if you're not, I mean, eventually, if there's no flow in that part of the body, what happens? It dies. It dies. It starts to turn color. Right? You get blood clogged, right?
Let me read it in Spanish. En Levíticos 17:11 dice así, porque la vida de toda criatura está en la sangre. Yo mismo sé, la he dado a ustedes sobre el altar para que hagan propiciación por ustedes mismos, ya que la propiciación se hace por medio de la sangre.
You see, so if somebody's hurting,
entonces si hay alguien que está herido,
you know, don't make matters worse.
Entonces no haga la situación peor.
You know, cutting off circulation, you know,
cortando
like
la circulación.
Are you guys getting a picture?
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, my dad,
mi padre,
you know, had diabetes.
Él tenía diabetes.
And diabetes, because of there was no blood flow.
La diabetes, porque no había fluir de sangre.
You know, diabetes took, you know, my dad's legs.
Le tuvieron que cortar las piernas.
There was no blood flow.
No había fluir de sangre.
You know, and what moves me is that.
Y lo que me mueve a mí.
Though a disease took my dad's legs, he still went to church.
Y aunque una enfermedad le llevó las piernas a mi papá, él todavía llegó adentro a la iglesia.
You know, and there was a body that helped him.
Y había un cuerpo. Yeah, había un cuerpo que todavía lo aceptó y le ayudaba.
You know, that's why, you know, I will forever be grateful to Pastor Nahum, Apostle. Rosario.
Es por eso que yo siempre viviré agradecido al apóstol Nahum Rosario.
Because he was looking for a church with no stairs.
Yeah, porque mi papá buscaba una iglesia que no había escaleras.
And Apostle had a front row, took a chair out.
Yeah, he said, get that chair out, give him front row.
And he had a place in the body.
Mm-hmm. And Apostle Nahum Rosario had him, Juanito, sit right in front.
Yeah. You know, so we can't add to the amputation of a body member.
Nosotros no podemos añadir más dolor o sufrimiento de lo que la persona está pasando.
You know, life is in the blood.
La vida está en la sangre.
That's why Jesus went on the cross, died.
Es por eso que Jesús fue sobre la cruz y murió.
Because instead of an animal being sacrificed, his blood was shed for the atonement of sins.
Porque deber de sacrificar un animal, Jesús fue sacrificado para la propiciación de nuestro pecado.
Right? He forgave us.
Él nos perdonó a nosotros.
We need to forgive others.
Entonces nosotros tenemos que perdonar a otros.
Do you know that when you forgive, you allow the blood to flow?
Cuando uno no perdona,
we need to understand that one.
Yeah, cuando uno no perdona, nosotros paramos la sangre de Cristo fluir.
Right? We can't hold grudges.
No podemos aguantar la falta de perdón.
Man, forgiveness allows the blood to flow.
Come on,
somebody.
That was from heaven.
Oh yeah.
El perdón, absolutely. El perdón, el perdonar permite que la sangre de Cristo fluye.
Man. Right? So all of a sudden, if there's blood flowing, then what starts to happen to that leg?
Come on. Cuando inmediatamente la sangre comienza a fluir. ¿Qué le va a suceder a tu pierna?
Right, life starts to be a
yes.
push in through those the yeah. members again.
Yeah, hay vida que comienza a fluir a través del miembro de la pierna otra vez
right?
para darle
and
función.
Then, and then the sleepiness and the needles start yeah. going away.
Yeah, y el dormir y el needle los pinches dejan. That's what I hear. That's what we call in our house. Pinches.
Pinches.
Pinches. They stop.
Okay. Let's wrap this up.
Yes.
Verse 26.
Verso 26.
Watch this. If one member suffers, all suffer together.
Si uno de los miembros sufren, los demás comparten su sufrimiento.
Right? If one member suffers, all suffer together. Mm-hmm. Right? We had a member of the body that needed to need medical attention.
Por ejemplo, hoy había un miembro de la iglesia que necesitaba atención médica.
And I love this because we have people that work in the hospital here.
Yeah. Y a mí me gustó lo que pasó hoy porque tenemos miembros que trabajan en hospitales.
Right? So all I can do is I stood back and prayed. Let the people that know what they're doing handle that.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. Nosotros nos quedamos atrás y comenzamos a orar y dejamos los miembros que saben obren.
If one member suffers, all suffer together.
Ajá. Si uno de los miembros sufre, los demás comparten su sufrimiento.
Right? You stub your toe.
Mm-hmm. Tú te da tu dedo grande.
I don't know about you, but I feel it in my whole
eye.
Body.
I feel it.
My soul. It's like my soul. Is
my
like
soul hits the high pitch.
If one member is honored,
come on, come on.
All rejoice together.
Together. Si uno de ellos recibe honor, los demás se alegran con él. That's true.
We're gonna pick up next week on
Vamos
verse 27.
Del verso 27.
But say with me, all rejoice together.
Pero diga conmigo, todos regocijamos juntos.
When one member is honored.
Cuando hay un miembro que es honrado.
You see, so there's no envy.
Entonces no debe haber envidia.
Right?
There's
no jealousy.
No hay celo.
It doesn't say that when one person, you know, is honored, I should feel jealous.
Yeah. No, la palabra no dice que cuando hay alguien que está siendo honrado, entonces a mí me debe dar celo.
Do you know if one member of the body is honored and we feel something other than rejoicing, then that could be the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Si nosotros vemos a alguien obteniendo una honra y a nosotros nos sucede como algo negativo y feo, ese es el enemigo.
Yep. If somebody is hurt,
ahora si hay alguien herido,
and we say, you know, oh well, or we say,
y si hay alguien que está herido o sufriendo y nosotros simplemente decimos, ajá, pues.
Or it should have happened worse to that person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Uh-huh, that's what they get. Yeah. We gotta stop saying that.
Yeah.
That's not even biblical.
Yeah. So we have to obtain God's heart.
Tenemos que nosotros obtener el corazón del Padre.
You know, we have to work as a team.
Tenemos que obrar como un equipo.
Again, you are too important.
Todos aquí son muy importantes.
To the body of Christ.
Al cuerpo de Cristo.
Each one of you has a role to play.
Todos aquí tiene un papel de establecer.
So if one rejoices, everyone rejoices.
Entonces, si hay uno que se regocija, todos debemos regocijarnos.
If one suffers, we all suffer.
Si uno sufre, entonces todos nosotros sufrimos.
Right? If one is honored, man, we all.
Yeah. Si uno está honrado, todos debemos celebrar.
Right? We all rejoice. And so if we start envying.
Yeah. Si dejamos que la envidia opera en nosotros.
Literally, envy is the fruit of the enemy. That's literally a fruit of the bad tree.
It's a fruit of the bad tree. Uh-huh. La envidia es un fruto del árbol malo.
Yeah. We don't want no bad fruit, right?
Y no queremos frutos malos.
We want good fruit.
Queremos frutas buenas.
Amen. Why don't we stand?
Amen. Here.